I have never seen a time period in all my life where things seem to be happening so fast, and they seem to be just so out of control at the same time. Do you feel that?
I absolutely do, and we have things happening around now, like multiple UFO appearances all around the place at the same time. There's an increase in wars, rumors of wars, with everything that's going on in places like Egypt and Yemen and Libya and Congo, in Muslim world. Increase in earthquakes. My own two daughters are living in, eldest two daughters are living in Christchurch in New Zealand now. We were over there at Christmas, and they were right in the middle of that big earthquake.
My God. Yeah.
Now, thank God, the first thing we got was a text to say that there was a big earthquake, but they were fine, and they're cool now. The other prophecies that the Lord gave when he said about the end times, he said the wind and the sea raging. Well, you've definitely had the wind raging over there in the southern states, Arkansas and Missouri around there last week, and the tsunami up in Japan, which was 8,000. The earthquake there was 8,000 times stronger than the one in New Zealand. So the writing is on the wall, but that's what the Messiah said. He said it's going to be like a woman in labor pains, and the closer we get to this apocalypse, the more intense, the stronger, the more painful it's going to be. So watch out for more of the same.
Patrick, what are they saying about the death of bin Laden in Ireland?
Some people are jumping up and down saying, how can they go in and shoot an unarmed man? And other people are saying, look, this is war, you know, and war is war, and you play by different rules.
Is anybody saying they didn't get him? Where's the picture? They've dumped the body?
Well, I mean, the first thing I thought of was, was how come they got rid of the body so fast? And I'm very slow, George. I've gotten cynical in my own age, so I take everything with a very large grain of salt, and I always look for ulterior motives, you know, and there is a presidential election coming up in there. So don't know. I reckon they could have got him 10, 11 years ago, but I think the powers that be, they need a boogeyman out there so that they continue to keep everybody frightened, you know. So I don't know, and a lot of other people are saying they're grand, but that, it's fine. But then a lot of people, of course, on Facebook and all over the internet and saying, look, this is just another scam. So who knows?
I know how you feel, Patrick. And I've looked at it, too. It is frustrating. I just wish they would have released some more information to kind of quell so many people. But we'll see what happens. I don't think it's over, not by any means. Now, of the prophecy books that are out there, and as you said, this one, The Return of the Antichrist and the New World Order, is unique. And it's unique because you're one of the few, if not the only person, to tie these two things together. Tell me about it.
Well, what I do is I go to the scriptures, and I allow the scriptures to speak regarding this man whom we call the Antichrist. But when you get into the book of Revelation, he's never referred to as Antichrist. He's referred to as the beast from the abyss. In fact, his full title is the beast who ascends out of the bottomless pit, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, no prophecy writers have ever written about this guy, why he's called a beast, what is the bottomless pit, why does he have to ascend out of it, what are the seven heads, what are the 10 horns. So I go to the scripture, and I believe that in scripture interprets scripture by how things are used before, where phrases are used before, where words are used in their biblical context, who they're addressed to, etc., etc. And I allow the scriptures to speak for themselves. And this gives a totally different picture to what most authors and prophecy teachers speak about this man who is to come. Because what most of them are saying, and as I say, somebody said this 80 years ago, and people just keep rabbiting or parroting on what some great scholar said many years ago, is that some human politician is going to arrive on the world stage. You know, he's going to come out of Europe, according to many of them, maybe Manuel Barroso, the head of the EU, and that he will be possessed by Satan, and this guy goes on to become the Antichrist. But that is not what Scripture tells us. Scripture tells us that this guy is going to come out of a place called the Abyss, or the Bottomless Pit, or once it's called Tartarus, or Tartarus in the Epistle of Peter. And of course, to find out what this place is, we have to go back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, where it talks about the Nephilim, the fallen angels, being on the earth about 1,000 years or so prior to the flood of Noah. These fallen spirit beings, men, they are men, but they're a different type of men. They're spirit men. They're called in scripture angels, but they're actually spirit beings as opposed to flesh and blood, which we are. But everywhere these angels turn up, they look like men.
Would we be able to see them if they were among us?
Absolutely. When the original 200, according to the Book of Enoch, descended on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared, which is about 1,000 years prior to the flood of Noah, everybody saw them. Everybody saw them, George. They were looking at these beautiful-looking men, full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of supernatural power, superhuman abilities, and taught them all manner of evil and warfare and drugs, various other things. And they took human women to wife and had offspring by them, and the offspring were the giants of the Old Testament. Now, here's a big mistake that a lot of people, my contemporaries who write about this, make, and I believe it's a bit of a deception going on, because most of the authors say that the Nephilim are the giants, or are the offspring of these fallen angels. That, to me, is to miss the point, and I believe it's a technical matter. Nephilim comes from the Hebrew Naphal, which means the fallen ones, i.e. fallen angels. And we're told in Genesis 6:4 the Nephilim were on the earth in those days. In other words, the inference is, prior to that, they weren't on the earth. They were in this other dimension, this parallel dimension, which is called biblically heaven. But they came from that spiritual dimension, fell to earth, and became manifest on the earth, and everybody saw them. So if you go and study where, everywhere in Scripture and the Book of Enoch, where it talks about angels descending to earth or falling to earth, the word that's used is always fallen. For instance, Isaiah 14, how art thou fallen from heaven to earth, referring to Lucifer. Luke 10, the Messiah said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to earth. Revelation 9:1, a star or angel fell from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit. Revelation 6, the stars or the angels of heaven fell from heaven to earth, like figs falling from a fig tree. The same goes on in Enoch. Behold, a star fell from heaven. I saw many stars fall and cast themselves from heaven. He sees the first star that had fallen from the heavens.
Is it like they came through a portal and just kind of plunged to the planet?
Well, I don't know. The description that it talks about them coming in the future, which is what my book is about, which is the incredible aspect, is it describes them as figs falling from a fig tree, shaken by a mighty wind. Now, this is the incredible thing, because, as I say, a lot of my contemporaries and authors who speak and write about this stuff are telling people that, you know, the Nephilim are the offspring of these fallen angels, and that we're going to get a bunch of hybrid giants or mutant super soldiers running around the place when the apocalypse comes. I believe that is a bit of a deception, George. You know, that's a bit like saying if you compare the hybrid offspring of the fallen angels to mice, let's say these are mice, then we're being told that all these mice are going to run around. But hiding behind the fence are a whole army of lions and tigers, which are the fallen angels. The main big picture and the big deal that's going to happen is the return of these gods themselves, the superhuman, supernatural spirit beings full of power, wisdom, knowledge, magic. These are the big heavy-duty main picture, not their hybrids. You know, not they're just a Mickey Mouse sideshow and not the main picture. This is what is being portrayed at the moment, and this is why we have such amazing stuff going on at the moment, which I've got a list of stuff here to tell you, which will just blow you away, which is preparing and conditioning the world for the reappearance of these guys on planet Earth in plain sight.